Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE for more information. CTU, training ministry workers since 1982. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on three regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these three stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a single topic, but a multiple of issues under that topic. We're talking about today cover up at the White House. We'll get to the full story of that in just a moment. But first of all, we're talking about the Islamic jihadist terrorist attack in Boulder, Colorado, where a man targeted a group of Jewish people. And this group of Jewish people, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, they'd gone out each and every week on the sidewalk on, I believe it was called Pearl Street in Denver, in Boulder, Colorado. They'd done that each week ever since the Jewish people were attacked, with about 1,200 to 1,400 of them massacred in Israel back in 2023. And as a result of that, they've been trying to bring to light the need for the hostages to be released. That's what they were doing. It was not a any kind of demonstration that would be adversarial in any fashion, but it was simply saying, free the hostages. That was the focus of their being out on the street. And this man without a shirt, the name of Mohammed Solomon, comes up and throws Molotov cocktails into the crowd. Six or eight people were hurt very seriously, one gravely, and may not even be alive at this very moment. We need to recognize the danger of it. And again, if you want to find a interesting study, 25 chapters, 340 pages, Is Islam Tolerant, is the title of one of my books that I've had the privilege of doing research. There's about 2,000 or 3,000 hours of research in the book, studying in depth the Quran and studying what is called the Hadith, which are the musings and sayings of Muhammad. And when you look at that, you'll find in the book, 25 chapters, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of surahs out of the Noble Quran that validate what I'm saying, is that you will not find the term peaceful Islam any place in the Quran or with their modus operandi. It's not peaceful at all. It's Islamic jihadism that sometimes sleeper cells, sometimes quietness, etc., etc., etc. But I would recommend you go online, conservative.edu, conservative.edu, scroll down to the bookstore and look for Is Islam Tolerant? I would commend the book to you. I happen to know the author pretty well, and I think it's pretty exhaustive with the study that you need to know, because I believe every child of God, every Christian, every conservative, every patriot in America needs to read the book. That's my recommendation, because it's a matter today that most people do not know what Islam's about, what it is doing. And by the way, when you go online, there are several others there. One is entitled Jesus and Muhammad by Dr. Mark Gabriel. It is a book that is filled with comparison and contrast. It's about 250 pages also. It's Jesus and Muhammad by Dr. Mark Gabriel. And then another one is called Unveiling Islam by Dr. Gable. And it's there's a whole section on the bookstore that you could find about Islam that I recommend. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm doing that. Although we'd like to sell the book, it's not the focus purpose. The purpose is so that you can be educated as to what's happening globally and internationally and right here in America now, that I believe we need to be armed with information to know what to do. I believe Dr. Davis is on the line. Dr. Davis, go ahead with your question or comment, please.
Hello, Dr. Youngblood. How are you today?
Doing great. I pray that you are.
Very good, very good. I'm out traveling as usually on a Monday, kind of busy today, but I just wanted to jump in just for a minute and kind of recommend another book that we also have in the CTU library that's connected to the course study that we taught at CTU on world religions and cults by Bodie and Hodge. That's a very deep book. I fell in love with it when I started to research the pages there and look up information to teach as a course study at CTU. But if I can remember correctly, Dr. Youngblood, one of those pages has some information listed from the surah, which I guess word means only chapter, like we have chapter 1, chapter 2 in our Bible.
Right.
Well, one of the surahs said in there that Allah didn't even tell Muhammad all of the truth about the writings in the Quran. And then when we look up information concerning Muhammad, I mean, we know that he was a pedophile, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But it's a shame that the Muslims do not want to face the truth that's coming forth from their own book. And it also has something else to say. They say that the Quran in total could not be trusted. I forget exactly how that was written up right there, but then that let me know, in other words, there's a lot of falsehood in there that even Muslims themselves can't even wrap their heads around. So is Islam tolerant? And I would have to say a big fat no. They can't even tolerate themselves.
So, well, Dr. Davis, one of the things that your average Muslim does not know, he does not know what the Quran says. You see, go back to this fundamental foundational facts that Muhammad was an illiterate person. He could not read. He could not write. He would hang out in the caves in Medina, and in the caves he would have a voice talking with him, and he came in and told his wife one day, Khadija, he told her that he believes demons are talking to him, and she said, don't tell people that. They won't have anything to do with us if they think you're talking with demons. Supposedly Allah gave him the words, and it was written down. He did not write a single word down because he could not read, could not write a single word. So it was fictitious and phony. After Muhammad died, they went into what was called a caliph system. It's like we have the popery system today for another cult group, but it was the caliph system. And each caliph, when he would die or be murdered by someone else to take his office, he would rewrite the Quran, call all the Qurans in, rewrite, and supposedly Allah would give him new revelation, and he would give new revelation. There's no chronology in this Quran. There's no context in the Quran. It's just pithy saying after saying after saying after saying, with the major focus of jihad that is mandated in the Quran for every Muslim. That jihad is to go out and slay every unbeliever, that is every non-Muslim, to kill them, kill all the Jews, kill all the Christians, because we're the ones that are the non-believers. So you're exactly right. I believe it's time that Americans, especially as Christians and conservatives, that we become educated as to our enemy and what the enemy is up to and the modus operandi for the enemy, so that we can fight the enemy and win the battle. I am afraid of where we are today because so many Christians, Dr. Davis, that are anemic, illiterate, and unlearned. And most of them do not want to know the truth because it means the revelation of what is taking place and what we need to do as Christians. So, Dr. Davis, have a safe journey today. Be blessed as you continue to serve the Lord. And thank you so much for your call and for your insight. God bless you. We need to keep looking up. I believe we have Lily on the line. Lily, go ahead with your question or comments, please.
Yes. God bless you, Dr. Youngblood. I just think that it's high time for Americans, Christians, to really wake up. And I would think say that it is well known that the powers of darkness, the forces of hell, the Marxist communists, and one of their main strategies is breakdown of law and order, and to disrupt the culture, to get the people fighting against one another, using racism to, in order to divide and conquer. This has happened everywhere that communism eventually moved into. And while they do, so I think that it's time. My other point is with the Islam. I'm just wondering, listening to what you're dealing with now with Islam. It's I would wonder what you would think of this. That it's a strategy, a powerful strategy that they're using on the culture, the Muslim. Because I believe at this time, I know it, that their goal is one day they're going to control America. Muslims going to control America, take over. I don't know what you think of this, but I'm seeing it that they're probably using a powerful strategy where the bulk of the membership kneel down on their faces, praying, bowing down, fasting, doing that, while the activists do the dirty work. So in other words, we could actually say they're praying for the activists, because I'm sure they're probably praying for Allah to take control.
So absolutely. Lily, you're exactly right. And one of the things that is so egregious in most cities, most states, most governmental agencies, if a Islamic is going to lead in the prayer, he usually would do so in Arabic and not in English. And many, many times, as one, I reckon it's been 5-6 years ago, there was one Arabic prayer at a public meeting, governmental meeting, and was translated and found out that in Arabic he was praying and to Allah that city would be destroyed, that every Christian and every Jew would be destroyed, and everybody thought that he was just really praying to God. The Allah is not God. Allah is not the creator, controller, God. Allah is not the one that gave us the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. Allah is a false God. Allah is the Bedouin's God of the moon god, was called in that era. And when the name Allah was chosen, it was picking the god out of about 360 gods at the time under the era of Muhammad. And it was picked out, and it was Allah, the moon god. And that's the moon god is the one. If you look at the symbol for Allah, for Islam, it's the half moon or the quarter moon with the sickle. And that is the symbol that they use. And it's the moon god that they're worshiping, which is a false, phony god and not the god of the universe. So anytime the socialist Marxist media says that Muslims are praying to God, no, they're not. He's not. He's not praying to God as we know it today. He's praying to Allah, the false, phony God. So, Lily, you're exactly right. Let me ask you a question when we switch subjects a little bit and think on the subject of the auto pen with the president. In your opinion, and I know this is putting you on the spot, but in your opinion, who was responsible for that auto pen? Was Joe Biden? Did Joe Biden push the button to sign his name with the auto pen? What is her name, Elizabeth Warren, Senator Warren, as one reporter says that she's the one that was behind the auto pen. But listen, several thousand, I believe 4,000 or 5,000 pardons that were given and commutations of sentences that were given, all signed with the identical signature, which means it was the auto pen with no variation in the signature. So who's responsible for that? And in just a moment, I'm going to read article after article after article that says that it's Barack Hussein Obama that's behind the scene, that was the shadow government leadership, that was the Manchurian government leadership, Manchurian candidate and president that was behind it. Who, in your opinion, been running the government? It certainly wasn't Joe Biden. Who's in charge for 4 years?
Dr. Youngblood, exactly what the name you called, that's exactly the name that come in my mind for, because I realized that Biden's term was a third term for him. He was around and very vigilant, even if he used somebody else, but he was the person behind. One more point with him. They understand that he has a record of deporting the most people out of the country, illegal. I am wondering, I have a feeling that what he did was deporting people that roughly say Christian, and at the same time was responsible for filling up some states with Muslims that is selected and brought in to fully to the change in demographic and to fully these states with Muslims. Till now we have people like Ocasio, Alexander, Muslims in the Congress, people who swear to the Quran instead of the Bible. America has been toying with evil, Dr. Youngblood, and Americans need to wake up. We are on the verge of losing our freedom and falling on the enslavement. That's where we're going because we have been toying with evil. Why should we close our eyes? It's naive for Christians to say Muslims are peaceful people. They're using the same book that the activists using. It's Islamic. It's the same Quran they're using. So it's a strategy of pretending to be peaceful while prayer going up and the activists busy doing the dirty work. And Lord, help us. Thank you very much, Dr. Youngblood.
Lily, you're exactly right. And it demands our time, our prayer, our consideration as Christians, yes, that we keep praying for our government, keep praying for the president, keep praying that God will divinely intervene and save us, deliver us from the enemy that's out to destroy us. Lily, thank you so much, and God bless you as we keep looking up. Ladies and gentlemen, may I say to you that Jake Tapper, which is not a conservative, Jake Tapper, which has been a loose likes lost liberal commentator for CNN for years and years, Jake Tapper in his book, basically confessing that he lied the entire time that he was defending Joe Biden as being cognitively okay and being on target, on his game or on track with what he's doing. And now he's written the book, which is belying everything that he had formerly said in relationship to that. The historic question that we need to understand and ask today is, what about the Manchurian president? That one that's was leading, not Joe Biden. Who is the one that is responsible today for what I call the deadly cover-up for 4 years? The auto pen signing Biden's thousands of thousands of pardons. The auto pen that was used to sign Biden's name, provide his signature on executive orders that we now find Biden knew nothing about. Did Jill Biden do it? Was it Hunter Biden? I understand that Hunter sat in the Oval Office day after day after day. I believe it was Hunter Biden's, drug, marijuana, or whatever it was, and found one of the lockers in the White House. No question about where it came from. Ladies and gentlemen, remember Biden's executive orders for COVID vax, for the persecution, the prosecution of Christian bakers and florists, and the prosecution of parents who objected to the porn being used in the classrooms. All of those were signed supposedly by Joe Biden. I say that he was simply the front for the shadow government head, which was no less than Barack Hussein Obama. And I call it the Manchurian president. That's not a term that I've come up with. I'm looking at an article. We'll take this and then we'll take our next caller. Manchurian president refers to a political leader who is perceived to be under the control or influence of another power, acting against the interest of their own country. The term is derived from the novel The Manchurian Candidate, where a soldier is brainwashed to become an unwitting assassin for a communist conspiracy. Ladies and gentlemen, behind the scenes for 4 years, with the cognitively depleted Joe Biden, was it Barack Hussein Obama that was making the decision, and then it was carried out by the key people right around Joe Biden, propping him up and hiding him? One of the Secret Service agents just admitted that Joe Biden would walk into his closet out of the Oval Office, walk into a closet, and get lost trying to find his way out of the closet. That's how depleted he was and is, and yet supposedly he was acting on behalf of America. I believe Derby's on the line. Derby, go with the question or comment, please.
Yes, I would like to say that I very much like your motto, keep him out, send him back. That should be the tagline for any issue concerning immigration. Mm-hmm. Also concerning immigration, if we have about 20 million illegals, we should stop issuing resident visas or work permits, which are one and the same. We should stop processing citizenship applications. We have enough naturalized citizens who should have never been given citizenship. We have enough Mexicans, we have enough Cubans, and you know I was born in Cuba. But the Cubans coming over today are not the same as the Cubans who came over 60 years ago. So let's restrict immigration to only the squeaky clean who will be an asset to the country.
Derby, you're exactly right. One of the things that is so egregious as I see it, you recall under the Obama administration, hundreds of thousands of jihadists were brought into America, flown across our nation, and planted in city after city after city and state after state in our nation. And yet we did not see the result of it until now. We're witnessing the budding, the fruit bearing of that which was taking place under the Obama administration. Now, with that being said, I'm going to read you the headline and one paragraph and ask you to respond. Jake Tapper claims the cover-up of the Biden decline may have been worse than the cover-up of Watergate. CNN anchor compares alleged efforts by West Wing aides to conceal former president's declining health to notorious scandal that brought down Richard Nixon. Jake Tapper has said the alleged cover-up of the former president Joe Biden and his declining mental faculties in the final year is in power may be worse than Watergate. Tapper made the claims during an interview on Piers Morgan's Uncensored on Monday about his new book, Original Sin, co-authored by Axios journalist Alex Thompson. What say you? What is your thought? What are your thoughts in relationship to who's behind the auto pen? Who said okay on it? I've got an article that says it was, what's her name, Pocahontas? Elizabeth Warren. And then I've got other major articles that say that it was Barack Hussein Obama. Who authorized, in your opinion, who authorized the auto pen signatures on thousands of pardons, thousands, hundreds of executive orders?
Well, I'd say that the Watergate cover-up is nothing compared to the cover-ups in recent years. 9/11, Benghazi, the COVID epidemic, all of that is worse. And the whole Democrat Party, all the way from Biden to the local mayor or councilman, all of them are responsible for what is happening in the country today. Of course, they did it with the help of the media. Without the media, they could not have done it. So the media, too, is responsible for all the ails of our country. And the auto pen, of course, it is run by the elite Democrats, and they know it, and they knew Biden was declining, but they did a cover-up. So all of them should go to jail for lying to the American people.
Absolutely. I'm looking at a headline that simply says, is Barack Obama the real-life Manchurian candidate? It goes into great detail in relationship to his never being seen on Columbia University campus. Professor that taught all others that came through his doorway that became political candidates, political people, says he never remembers Barack Hussein Obama in there. And I'm looking at a headline that is very, very telling. President Trump says, why isn't Obama in prison? Time to investigate. What say you, Derby?
I love that. But he said that Hillary should be in prison, but he did nothing about it. Now, this is a year, 6 years later, and when he says something, do it. Don't just ask a stupid question. Of course, all of them should be in prison. All these Democrat judges and traitors and liars and the FBI people, the USAID, everybody should be in prison.
And no question about it, Derby. That's one of the things that is distressing, disturbing for me more than anything else. We have right now major hurrah going on, and major investigations by different House and different Senate committees with our conservative / Republican leadership. My position is that I watched that movie over and over. They will say this, this, and this. We're going to investigate it. We're going to do this. And nobody ever goes to prison. Nobody ever is charged criminally. Nobody is ever put in a position where you've lied to us, you've done this, you've done that, and you're going to pay the price. Now, my question is, why is that so? Yet on the other side of the aisle, with the Socialist Marxist Communist Democratic Party, they tried lawfare. They were trying their best to break President Trump financially. They tried to destroy him politically, tried to literally put him in jail. They tried to put teeth in their lie, and the Republicans, with the truth, will not put teeth in and do any prosecutorial real vindication of what America needs to stand for. What say you? What's the answer?
Well, the Republicans are all talk and no action. We need to see some drastic action. People going to jail, being fined millions of dollars, return the money. How did you become so rich on the salary of a congressman? That's impossible. So they need to be investigated by the IRS and audited and prosecuted, and including many Republicans who have been betraying the American people.
Debbie, you're exactly right. It deserves, from a Christian conservative patriot standpoint, it deserves our prayer, our concentration on it, and our push for our leadership to do something other than talking. We're in serious trouble as a nation. We're in trouble morally, ethically, militarily, theologically, doctrinally, and biblically. And we need to do something about it. And the only way that's going to happen, if Christians wake up, conservatives wake up, stand up, speak up, and be heard. Derby, thank you so much for your call today, and God bless you as we keep looking up. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the cover-up in the White House. Who authorized the auto pen? Who pressed the button for the pardons to be signed? Who is it pressed the button on the auto pen in order to sign Joe Biden's name? I'm looking at headline that says, Elizabeth Warren named as the person who really controlled the Biden auto pen. Now listen, I'll say this in closing. I believe it perhaps was true Elizabeth Warren is the one that pressed the button, but I believe behind the scenes, Barack Hussein Obama, having consultations with the White House, with Joe Biden, almost on a daily basis, I believe it's Barack Hussein Obama that's been for the past 4 years controlling the destiny, the direction of the United States of America. It deserves our prayer. It deserves our commitment to the Lord, asking him to divinely intervene. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air, as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with First Conservative Baptist Church. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE. Tune in tonight at 11 for a replay of today's Let's Face the Issues broadcast on WBOB AM 600 and 101.1 FM. We at WTRJ The Truth are happy to tell you